San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, everybody, my name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you from KFMB Studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. If you download the app for 760 KFMB or tune in radio, you can hear the show as it airs on any device. And, of course, all these podcasts are commercial-free on iymoney.com. Now time to introduce the main man of the hour, the CPR extraordinaire, accomplished marathon runner, best-selling author, electric philanthropist, and a family office expert advising several high-net-worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Joe.
Yeah.
But we're actually not doing this show tonight. We're taping it. And I actually have a client playing down in Indian Wells in the tennis tournament as we are taping the show. That would be Taro Daniel.
Taro Daniel upset
Novak Djokovic.
That is right. Number 10 seed. So
yep, you beat him.
So looking good. And then, of course, you predicted that Venus would beat her sister Serena, which happened this week as well. So we'll see how it all shakes out in Indian Wells. And, of course, I was out there for the Desert Smash.
You were?
Hanging
was it
out.
Smashing?
It was phenomenal.
Good.
You know, Donna Mills was there. Remember that old, the star, I shouldn't call her old.
Careful, Jeff.
Well, the star of yesteryear, and Wanda Sykes was hilarious. Serena Williams, I happened to be standing at the top of the stairs where she and Azarenka were coming in. I just turned around and took their
first autograph my daughter Demi ever got was Victoria Azarenka.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. And they're both mothers, I guess, and they were talking about motherhood a little bit. And it was very cool. So, also, I discovered on Amazon Prime a film called The Science of Fasting, and I've gotten into that a little bit, and I recommend it to everybody. Have you ever tried that, Richard?
No, I don't fast because it makes me hungry.
Well, I'm telling you, you should try it out and read. They're using it to cure conditions and ailments and diseases, right along with cannabis, which is a good lead-in for our guest, who is probably the premier real estate consultant in the cannabis space in San Diego and beyond. His name is Rick Payne. Rick Payne, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Welcome to the show. I know we're just going to do a segment with you, but tell us about yourself real quickly, your real estate background, and then we'll get into your specialty.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on, first and foremost.
Born and raised, went to school, et
cetera. Yeah, exactly. I'm from San Diego, born and raised, went to San Diego State.
Wow.
Got into
What high school?
Steel Canyon.
Nice.
Steel Canyon.
Grossmont League. That didn't even exist when I was going to El Capitan.
Yeah. All right, exactly. We only have a segment here, so anyway. And then San Diego State, major?
San Diego State, econ major. Got into real estate right when the market crashed. Was doing short sales, foreclosures, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Got into the cannabis space about 5 years later through a friend of mine, and ultimately realized that the real estate component was a huge piece. There was a need for it. There was a void, and here we are today.
Well, they're predicting big things for the cannabis industry in California, as you know. I saw the number $22 billion by 2021, and now on your website, I think it's up to $24 billion by, 2024 or something like that, or 33?
Yeah, I can't keep up. It might be 30 by next week.
Well, how much land is out there, San Diego County, available for cannabis development, would you say?
You know, just to give you a idea, I'd say about 1% of 1%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess, right. The county of San Diego, the board of supervisors have banned cannabis and all the unincorporated areas. So I guess that's a dumb question by me because as of right now, you can't even grow it or sell it or do anything with it in the unincorporated areas, right?
That's correct. Yeah, the county has a moratorium in place. Nothing's going on for the foreseeable future. So,
but Prop 64 passed. The city of San Diego is on board. How many dispensaries now? About 14 or something like that?
Yeah, I believe there's 13 open and several in application.
Do you think the county's ever going to change? Because I know I grew up in the agricultural industry. There's all these old orange groves and avocado groves that are not viable as economic enterprises anymore. You know, all that land associated with it.
Agreed completely. I think something's going to happen sooner or later. I think we're going to see that more down the road.
What I predict is as more revenue is generated for governments, and there are 18 cities in San Diego. A lot of people forget to realize that, but you've got to convince all these councils and populations. I know the majority of the population is in favor of cannabis dispensaries and beyond. So I don't know why the civic leaders are dragging their feet. I know they're having good luck in Chula Vista and several other areas. I know the Association of Cannabis Professionals is lobbying very hard to get all this done. But it's a domino effect. I think obviously the city has the dispensaries in the city proper. But as far as the other 18 jurisdictions, I know Chula Vista just jumped on board. And
yeah, so we've got Chula Vista right now. You had Lemon Grove come online back in November 2016. Mm. You got Lemon Grove, which kind of just blew up for a lot of the applicants. That city, you know, had a lot of troubles kind of figuring out their program. Mm-hmm. City of San Diego has been in effect since 2014 for retail or medical marijuana consumer cooperatives, which were later slated to become marijuana outlets. And the most recent program, which was enacted in November, was to close the supply chain and provide distribution, manufacturing, cultivation. And that was in the city of San Diego under the Marijuana Production Facility Program.
Yeah. Okay. And your website has a lot of good information about the properties available here and throughout the state. And let's give the website. It's CannabisRealEstateConsultants.com, right?
Yep, that's it. Okay. CannabisRealEstateConsultants.com. We actually just ranked number one nationally on Google. So we're
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're getting quite the
notoriety.
Yeah, the attention.
So are there other cities or municipalities that are further ahead than San Diego in terms of, say, taking advantage of what this means?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I actually just got back from Humboldt County yesterday. I was in Arcata meeting with a client, okay. And, you know, their experience, you know, compared to the experience of other clients that I have locally, it's just night and day. I mean, the city is fully on board. They want to make these things happen. They
I think the real estate availability up there and the market, everybody's full, you know, in full force on that. But Los Angeles and San Francisco, actually San Diego jump started them because we had all our paperwork in with the state, and those two cities did not as of January 1st, right? So they're a little bit behind as far as dispensaries and other things, right, Rick?
Yeah, it's true. I think the, you know, per capita ratios are a little bit better in those cities, but nonetheless, you know, the city of San Diego was progressive in the sense that they came up with a program back in 2014. So.
So as far as upside profit potential and all this stuff, what are you seeing, or what are you predicting? I mean, have you already seen great upticks in
absolutely. I mean, we're seeing vacancy rates decrease substantially in, you know, Class B industrial warehouse zones. We're seeing a lot of high absorption rates, obviously, that go hand in hand with that. But you're seeing multiples, not premiums of percentages. You're actually seeing multiples on lease rates and price per square foot sales on a lot of these properties.
Mm. Now, as far as dispensary development in San Diego County, obviously, how much space is even available? Because I know it's highly regulated. You can't be within a certain number of feet from schools and parks and things like that.
Yeah, that's correct. So the city of San Diego is probably one of the most restrictive municipalities that we've seen, given their residential setbacks. Sensitive uses, they consider churches to be a sensitive use. A lot of other municipalities do not. So you'd be amazed how many churches there are that, you know, don't necessarily look like a church,
right,
but they're in, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're out there.
Yeah.
You ever just notice that we're driving around and it's like every other block there's a church? I guess the tax situation is very favorable.
It pays to be a nonprofit.
Yeah. Which doesn't mean non-money, by the way, which we learned from Dr. Paul Tierstein. Could still have an outlandish salary and be head of a nonprofit or something like that. So, but anyway, Rick, what can you tell us that's compelling, or what some talking points that you want to convey to our listeners that that they need to know?
Well, I mean, I think the importance in this industry is, you know, obviously finding a piece of real estate before you can go and get an application in place, and before you can do anything. For the most part, you have to have a willing property owner, or you have to have the deed of title to use that property for that use. As a matter of fact, in the city of San Diego, before you can even apply for an application, you have to submit what's called an ownership disclosure statement. And it basically says, I have permission to use this property or apply for an application on this property. And so having someone or a group that can, you know, confidently negotiate those kind of transactions and, you know, navigate the complexity that involve, you know, is typically involved in those transactions is extremely important. And I think, given the fact that we've been in this space for so long, you know, our website really has only been around for about 3 months, but we've been in this space for over 2 years, you know, specifically cannabis real estate. And, you know, we're working with publicly traded companies. We're working with local operators. We're working with investment groups, you know, people that you wouldn't ever even imagine. I mean, athletes.
Ricky Williams is a big fan, and I'm sure you'll have a presence at the Canna Village April 22, Balboa Park,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. We will be there. Yeah.
Well, along with the 57 other vendors, including Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps, who's always great and has a large display there as well. So you represent buyers, sellers, and investors, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So if they want to get a hold of you, it's over at CannabisRealEstateConsultants.com. Rick Payne, thanks for being our guest. We'll be right back with Faye Gersh and Dr. Bob Uslander, all about the Hemlock Society right after this. Hang on.